Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Less ingredients on the label mean higher sales for some food companies. Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn. Today is April 10th, and we are on day two of Simplicity for Sale. And we're talking about this year's marketing trend that steers consumers toward the bare essentials. And it's talking about ingredients and how they're listed on these labels in some of your favorite products and maybe things that you buy in the convenience stores. A lot of things that you don't really recognize, a lot of ingredients, preservatives, and other artificial additives that are put into food that you don't realize that are being put into your body, adding calories, adding fat, and...
Bill.
Yes.
You talk way too much.
Yeah, Bill.
Bill, you know, you just need to keep it simple. You need to learn this.
I really appreciate the constructive feedback my panelists have just given me. Because of that, I will get better. Actually, listeners, we had planned that because it fits right in with our article, Simplicity for Sale. We're talking about keeping things simple. And yesterday, we talked about the KISS acronym, Keep It Simple, Sweetie. I changed the word to, and how often it's so much better to say less to be more effective.
But, Bill, you're still talking.
We've got a new panelist today who is rather outspoken.
Doris, right?
Doris,
yeah,
welcome
hi, Bill.
To the program.
Hey, Bill, it's good to be on with you. And, you know, you like to talk about food, don't you, Bill?
I love to talk about food.
And it's nice to eat food. Mm-hmm. But how can we keep it simple? Do you like simple food?
Well, I have had to simplify my diet, mm-hmm. Doris, because I've become more aware of certain health risks. So what about you?
Well, we're going to talk about ice cream and things, and I guess we'll see what happens when we get into the lesson.
Okay, we will. Also back for day two, Stephen Shaw, who interrupted me there, but I'm really glad you gave me that constructive feedback.
Got your back, Bill, all the time.
Are you concerned about all of these ingredients?
I can't argue against simpler food, but when you have 64.7% more products using the word simple or simply in the last 4 years, I'm getting a little suspicious. Is this really good food or is this just good marketing?
Aha! Very good question. And that actually will lead into our reading today, Stephen. Also back for day two is Winnie Shear. Hi, Winnie.
Hello, Bill.
Yeah. And now, what about your reading of labels and ingredients, things like that?
I agree with Stephen. I do like the idea of simple and simplicity, but I think I need to become more aware of what's actually being put in. Just because it's simple doesn't mean it's better, and sometimes I think there are certain chemicals that are not so terrible for you that might be actually good for, or it serves a certain purpose. So mm-hmm. I need to find out a little more about what's in my food.
Okay. I've kept things simple myself when I look at the label. I just look to see if chocolate is in the ingredients.
Well, it is good that they have so many labels now, though. They didn't used to have. And I really appreciate it. You can see sometimes they'll say certain vitamins, but you'll notice sometimes it's not very much. Maybe it's mm-hmm. 50 mg and some 400 mg. So I like to read the labels and you kind of at least know what you're eating. Don't you think so, Bill? I think the labels are helpful.
I think that's great because before this, when I was researching this article, Doris, I thought so many people don't know what they're eating, right?
Right.
When you
That's
think
true.
Of like stuff we buy out on the street, mm-hmm. we really don't know what we're eating.
No labels on that.
Right. So it makes sense for everybody to at least read the labels and know what's in these ingredients. Stephen led us right into today's reading perfectly. We're talking about simpler being on the products and being used to label things. But is it really better or is it just a marketing ploy? Let's get into that right there. Bottom right corner, page 22, healthy eating or marketing ploy.
Healthy eating or marketing ploy. New York University nutrition professor Marion Nessel has long advised folks to eat mostly minimally processed food, items with ingredients as close to raw and in their natural state as is safe. Typically, that also means fewer ingredients. Any trend towards less processing is good, she says. But fewer ingredients in high sugar, high salt, or high fat items, such as ice cream, cookies, or chips, isn't what she had in mind. When it comes to healthy eating, she is talking about 5 ingredients in a loaf of bread, not a box of cookies. Simplifying such snack foods is savvy marketing that consumers are buying right into, Nessel says.
Well, we begin this section with the question, healthy eating or marketing ploy, and then we meet this New York University professor, right, Winnie?
That's right. And her name is kind of interesting, is Marion Nestle, and Nestle happens to be a big food company. And what she says is that she advised folks or people to eat most minimally processed food or items with a few ingredients as close as possible to raw food or food in their natural state.
Well, notice it says, Winnie, that says, as is safe. See those three little words down there? And you wonder sometimes, because I know we're kind of knocking processed food, and there's a lot of things in it probably that we could get along without. But, you know, sometimes things weren't as safe either. And some of those things that they put in that preserve the food, so keep it healthier for you, and they add vitamins and minerals. So sometimes, you know, having processed food isn't all that bad, Bill.
No, it's not, Doris. You make a good point, because one thing that does happen if people keep food for too long, a lot of bacteria can form in it if it's just raw, not processed food.
Right.
And I know people that have refrigerators that are full of things that are just they've been kept way too long.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the dangers of stuff that is not processed.
As is safe is important.
Yeah, as is safe. So typically that also means fewer ingredients. And Stephen, how does she finish this paragraph?
Well, not only are raw foods, you know, preferable as long as they're safe, but they also mean fewer ingredients. And so Nestle finishes this paragraph by saying that any trend towards less processing is a good thing.
Okay. So we went like in a curve maybe from before not processed to maybe too processed, and now we're coming back down as far as removing a lot of the processing and the ingredients that are involved. So, Doris, are there any ingredients, preservatives or additives that you are allergic or affected by?
Well, I'm not really allergic to anything, which is too bad. That means I can eat anything, really. But, but on the other hand, Bill, I try to look to see which ones have high sugar or high salt.
Right.
Because everybody knows that we get too much sugar in food and too much salt. Now, salt makes the food taste good in a way, and sugar too, but it is bad for you. So I always look for that, or high fat items, like in ice cream and cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know I like ice cream. Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't eat every kind of ice cream there is, because some are very high in the cream content, the high fat items. But you can get ice cream that has almost not too much fat in it, not much sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you buy ice cream, you don't have to eat the fattening kind of ice cream. That's a good thing about the processed food. You
right.
can get ice cream that's not too fat.
Mm-hmm. Very good. There are choices out there as far as different products, ice cream or even yogurt you might go into,
yeah.
frozen yogurt,
oh,
which
yeah.
is much healthier.
Have you got any on hand?
I'll check out later if
okay,
I have
Bill.
Some. I'll give you some. Okay, so this professor, Marion Nestle, is saying, well, any trend towards less processing is good, but there's kind of a caveat in the next paragraph, Winnie.
That's right. That Professor Nestle says, well, when it comes to healthy eating, she is talking more about maybe the type of foods that you would eat every day, like a loaf of bread, not so much the sweets, like box of cookies or mm-hmm. chocolate or ice cream. So there's
okay.
a different focus here.
All right. So she's steering away from maybe, I might even call the junk food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sugar food.
Yeah. Yeah. Or the empty calories. She's saying, well, only 5 ingredients in the junk food isn't really going to do you a lot of good. You need to come to things that are healthy foods for you. such as the loaf of bread, not a box of cookies, and simplifying snack foods. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people eat snack foods. Do you eat snack foods, Doris?
Well, there's a lot of snack foods now you can get, like rice crackers and things, and say low fat or no fat, mm-hmm. and there'll be cheese rice crackers. Well, they're the same as some crackers that have a lot of fat and some don't have. So you can actually choose the kind. You can eat these things if you want to call them junk food. They're really snacks, but you can get all kinds of snacks that do not have these high calorie or high fat things in them. So look at the labels, and you can still enjoy your little snacks when you're watching TV or doing your homework or something like that. Do you like to snack when you do your homework at night or watch TV?
I do. As a young boy, I'd always munch on snacks in front of the TV or doing homework. But I think what Nestle's saying here is that even if with these reduced trans fat or sugar-free snacks, it's still very much like putting lipstick on the pig. It's still a bad food, and you should be worried. Should be worried about the marketing that these companies are putting by selling them as simple foods.
Well, in fact, she kind of covers that in that last sentence, right, Winnie?
That's right. She says, "Well, simplifying such snack foods or junk foods is savvy marketing that consumers are buying right into." She's saying consumers are falling for this spinning or this marketing ploy.
Okay.
Savvy, we mentioned there, simply means very smart or shrewd.
Right. And we talked yesterday about spin, how you spin things. And also Nestle here is talking about savvy marketing as another way of saying they spin the information that then make it attractive for the consumers to buy right into it.
Well, I think that that's true. They do want to market their products. You take things like even everybody likes McDonald's hamburgers and all, and they had trouble with their fat. Everybody said there's too much fat when you do the French fries. So they completely changed it in a lot of their stores, and then they told everybody that they didn't use this kind of fat. They used another kind that was not so harmful. So I think it's not only a marketing ploy, but when there's a demand that people aren't going to buy it if it's got not good for you, then they will change their product and you can still eat it. So there is something to say for processed foods, but be careful how they're processed. And I think that the people that make the foods are forced to do that by the market. Don't you think so?
I think so, yeah. Because if they don't, then people will go elsewhere. They'll buy something else.
Mm-hmm.
So another important thing is, Doris, that not only, for instance, McDonald's changed the fat that they were frying their French fries in, but how do you do this and keep the taste?
Right.
Because you can change it, but if it doesn't taste as good, people are still going to buy something else.
Right. And then they started selling salads and everything else. So, you know, this is not only good for marketing, it's good for the public, too, because you can force the fast food people to give you more healthy food, and that's okay, too.
Okay. Now, next section, we're going to talk about one of my favorite and Doris's favorite subjects, ice cream.
Häagen-Dazs takes the lead. Perhaps that's why Häagen-Dazs launched an ice cream line marketed as simply five, for its five ingredients: milk, cream, sugar, eggs, and one natural flavor, such as mint. Early in 2008, Ching-Yi Hu, a brand manager at the company, observed a consumer focus group meeting. A panelist mentioned that when he shopped recently, he found himself comparing a bag of potato chips that had 20 ingredients with a bag that had three. He said the bag with the short list was the obvious choice. As he told this story, I could see all the other consumers in the room nodding their heads in agreement. And I wondered, why can't we bring ice cream down to the bare minimum, Hu recalls. The line rolled out in March with seven flavors. Häagen-Dazs also opted to list the ingredients on the front of the package. Although executives won't detail sales, the line already accounts for 10% of the brand's business, says Gubin Hoberex, brand director. That suits Joel Vansel, a big fan of five. If you're going to eat ice cream, it might as well not contain all the junk that's usually in ice cream, he says.
Okay, thank you, Steve, for that reading. Bill Quinn here with Winnie Shea. Stephen Shaw and our special panelist, Doris, is joining us here on our last section, Simplicity for Sale. Hard to believe we actually get to sit here and talk about ice cream. Right, Doris?
Well, and you know, Häagen-Dazs is known all over the world. And, of course, they launched this line of ice cream. It sounds kind of like it's Danish, but it was really made in the United States. Mm-hmm. And people kind of think it's a foreign ice cream, but it's really an American one. But they do have an awful lot of sugar in their ice cream, and other companies have put down about 20% less sugar than Häagen-Dazs. So Häagen-Dazs has still had to clean up their act a little bit, too.
Well, most ice creams have a lot of cream and a lot of eggs and sugar. And for our listeners, I don't know if you know this, but ingredients, when they are listed in labels, are listed by the most to the least. So if you see ingredients, then dash, sugar, water, whatever is after it. It's by the order of what is the most. Mm. And unfortunately, what you're going to notice on foods is that sugar is always like number one or number two. So sugar, maybe salt, some other things that are not good for you. So, and then you have to really dig to find out how much, like how many grams of it. And it's surprising how much. Now, Häagen-Dazs then, as Doris was saying, has had their ice cream with a lot of sugar. So they launched this ice cream line marketed as simply five.
Yeah, so five is another way of saying there are five ingredients, which includes milk, cream, sugar, eggs, and maybe one other natural flavor such as mint. Now, listeners, you might want to keep in mind, I don't think this is in Asia yet, but I believe it's marketed, it's a line maybe in the United States right now. So we're not saying all Häagen-Dazs ice cream, but maybe just a particular line.
Yeah. Well, they usually like to test things in certain marketplaces then before they go globally. So they're going to see how this works out.
Well, Bill, did you notice that this Mr. Hu Qingyi, Qingyi Hong, Chinese man who was doing the marketing on that, which is pretty interesting that Häagen-Dazs would have a Chinese person doing that, because they noticed this, that they had this group focus meeting, and he's the one that found Kim comparing all these things. So actually Chinese people are in the act in this with all these other people working on these things.
Going to be working out of their headquarters office, a consumer focus group meeting that Qingyi Hu observed. This is where they bring together 10 or 20 people. They put them in a room, and they might give them samples. They ask them questions. A lot of times then they will videotape this meeting, and then the marketing executives like Qingyi Hu will then analyze the meeting to see their reactions. And that's what they did, right, Stephen?
Yeah, that's right. And in this meeting, they had one of the panelists just give a little story or a little anecdote about how when they were shopping and they compared two bags of potato chips, he went for the one that had only a few, had fewer ingredients compared to the one with 20.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's potato chips. Right when I saw that, I thought that is one thing I would tell all of our listeners. Check the ingredients on potato chips. You won't believe what is in a bag of potato chips.
Bill, don't spoil potato chips. They taste so good, you know.
All right, don't worry about it, Doris.
But there is a lot in it. There is a lot in it, Bill.
There's a lot of ingredients in potato chips.
But they are tasty.
So this panelist was looking at these bags, and one had 20 ingredients, right, Winnie?
Yep, and as I'm nodding my head right now, Hu goes on to talk about this one participant, and he says as he told his story, I could see all the other consumers in the room nodding their heads in agreement. And I wondered, why can't we bring ice cream down to the bare minimum as well?
Okay, so this panelist was saying one bag had 20 ingredients, the other had three, and everybody's sitting there saying, me too. And they've had that experience. So, and then Qingyi Hu says, they can do it for potato chips. Why not Häagen-Dazs ice cream? Bring it down to the bare minimum. Now, we had bare essentials before. What's bare minimum, Stephen?
Bare minimum is just what you need to get by.
Okay.
Just the ingredients you need to make ice cream. What are the most basic ingredients, you know, for ice cream? That's what we mean by bare minimum.
Okay. All right. Then we go to the top of our right column there on page 23, Doris. And then what did Häagen-Dazs do then?
Well, they rolled out or they produced in March this with seven different flavors. And they listed the ingredients right on the very front of the package so people couldn't help but see it. That was a brave thing to do.
Well, that makes me think, because a lot of times the ingredients will be listed on the back of a package and oftentimes will be in such small print you can't even read it.
Right.
So,
or in another language sometime, Bill.
Well, I'm running into that here.
Japanese, Chinese, what does that mean?
Yeah, unfortunately I run into that where I don't know the ingredients on a lot of things. So, now, how is this product doing, Winnie?
Oh, pretty well. Well, the Häagen-Dazs executives aren't telling us the details about the sales, but the line already accounts for 10% of the brand's business. And for a company, 10% is a lot for just one line of products.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's remarkable considering that this has only been, I would say, rolled out for, it looks like about 1 year that this product line has been rolled out to account for 10%. That's a lot. And that is from Gulben Hubrix, the brand director for Five. And then we hear from a Joel Vansel in the next paragraph, Stephen.
We do. Joel Vansel is a big fan of Five, this line of ice cream. And he says here, and it ends off our article, if you're going to eat ice cream, it might as well not contain all the junk that's usually in ice cream.
Okay. We say junk, and normally we mean, what do
we
mean by
that? We mean
salt
and sugar and things like that.
Yeah.
That you shouldn't eat too much of. It's not really junk. It's just food that you shouldn't eat too much of.
Right.
You know?
Things that aren't that healthy for you, extra that you need. So now we do have a sidebar down there at the bottom, and we just talked about Häagen-Dazs, but there are other companies that are following this trend. And first, Doris, let's go to your hometown there and learn
Starbucks
about Starbucks.
From Seattle.
Yeah.
I like the way, Bill, that they put this on a can. It's like, you know, they put it right in the front. And that was pretty clever there. But there are some companies who follow the trend, and one of them is Starbucks because they're having healthier food served with coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And they have all the banana bread, and they list the ingredients. But I've noticed that Starbucks in the States has a lot more healthy things. It has, you know, muffins and things that are made with zucchini and vegetables. Mm-hmm. Whereas in Asia, in those countries, they usually have creamy desserts and sticky, sugary things. So Starbucks overseas has not come up to what it is in the States. States is doing healthier food on it.
Well, I have to agree because I do like the stuff I get in the States. One of the things I found here is there's a lot of extra fat added and butter to things like the muffins and stuff and bread.
That's because it's another agency besides Starbucks that's handling it. Some other food companies are working together with them, see?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next
one. They
are
working on it, though.
Yeah, that's good. Next one, Winnie.
Okay, next we learn about Kraft. Now, Kraft is a company which is known as America's largest processed food maker. I know they make
cheese.
Yeah, they make cheese. They make macaroni and cheese. But here we're talking about their Triscuit cracker brand.
Mm-hmm.
And in their boxes, they change the colors to make it more earth-toned. And they replace palm oil with a healthier soybean oil. I got to tell you, Bill, I love Triscuits.
Uh-huh.
And there's this one flavor. It's Parmesan Oregano or Rosemary. I don't know. But it's so good. And I eat it all the time. And I really do like the packaging, too. So now I'm kind of finding out why. Ooh, there's a plan behind it.
There's a reason they taste so good. They're bad for you.
But you know what? I tried some of these new ones. Somebody brought some out from the States and gave them to us. And these new ones that don't have all these bad things in them, and they don't taste as good. I can tell you that. They don't taste the same, so you got to get used to the taste being not as good.
Well, you know, Doris, you talked about that before. Like with the ice cream, you say like low sugar, you know, low fat, low this, low that, and I said low
doesn't
flavor.
Taste, yeah,
that's
no,
what
no,
I was
no,
thinking.
No. So. It doesn't taste the same. We got to get used to that, don't we?
Okay. Yeah. And next one, Campbell's, Stephen.
Right. Campbell's is America's favorite soup brand.
Mm-hmm.
You probably recognize the most common label in pop art. But those ones contain lengthy lists of, you know, of chemicals and
salt,
processed ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
I know last year when I went shopping, you know, I'd always pick up the Select Harvest Campbell's soup line, and that would have all the ingredients listed clearly, and there would only be a few select ingredients. And so I could have delicious Italian wedding soup from Campbell's Select Harvest
like
and not feel guilty about it.
Okay, good. And the last one is Beech Nut, and they have toddler food that they are putting on. No junk label. Promise on their container. And in its marketing campaign, it means no added sugars or modified starches. Modified starches actually can turn into sugars, so there's a lot of hidden sugars. I talked to our listeners, I talked to you about checking the labels. Once in a while, it's okay to splurge, have some fun, you know, go outside, don't worry about the ingredients, but I would recommend that stuff you eat on a daily basis, make sure you check the labels, check for the stuff like the trans fat, the saturated fats, check for the cholesterol, check for your calories, sugar, and salt. If you're eating something on a regular basis, make sure you check those labels because that's the stuff that can affect you over the long run. So not the stuff once in a while, but if you're eating something on a daily basis, be aware of it. So any other thoughts for this article from our panelists?
Well, I think, Bill, what you said was very good. Check the labels and what you eat on a daily basis. Be careful. If every now and then you have something that you really like, but make it a special treat, not all the time. I think that's good advice.
Right. And instead of getting a snack or something that maybe might be easy to eat, maybe potato chips or something, grab a banana
or
an apple or a carrot, something like that. Eat a fruit or vegetable instead. So you'll be glad. Your body will be glad. So, and I'm glad that you joined us, listeners. Thanks for being here. Come on back again next time. Till then, this is Bill.
Winnie.
Doris.
And Steven.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye.